This one cracking me up.
As long as I have to be here.
He'll be in the meeting, and that's what I have to say about that. And then, the little bit.
First time I saw him do it, freaked me out. I was like, what the hell?
He really looking down, really making his point, and he's like.
It wraps all the way around the head. And they're cheap. Where do you get them? Amazon.
They're adjustable, so if you have a large head, you bring them all the way out.
That's hilarious.
Large heads, you bring them large heads.
Fat head. Okay. Sorry, I forgot.
Always my fat head.
Well, you know, a larger head and more highly evolved.
We got a bunch of those. I'd like to call the cultural committee meeting to order. It's November 30th, 2016. Time is 3:15. We're scheduled to go to 4:30. Roll call, please.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congresswoman Buffalo Head.
Present.
Congressman Hamilton. Congressman Shaw.
Here.
Congresswoman Pratt.
That's him. Okay, Congressman Shaw, would you mind taking the first place?
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, this change in season, change in weather that you've put out here for us, Father. Thank you for a nice lunch today and all the things that you give us, comfort, heat, warm clothes, Father, things you do to keep us comfortable, Father. It's a blessing from you. We're very humbled by that you would think about us, to take care of us like that, Father. I ask you to be in our thoughts and minds as we do our best to try to make things good for Shawjee people. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Next is approval of minutes. The minutes are for October 3rd. It's Jim's birthday.
He was on this committee until I saw that he was absent from the last week.
Was he?
I thought we saw him. Come back in. Motion to. What do we have? 17.
A motion to approve the minutes for October 3rd.
Second.
As presented.
Second.
Motion to and second to approve the minutes. All in favor, say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed, say no. Passes. Okay. So on today's agenda. Next, we have consideration of ONCA 1708, an act to amend ONCA 16119 to provide a supplemental appropriation for cultural donations to the Marine Corps Detachment in the amount of $20,000 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Shaw. Congressman Shaw, you have the floor.
Thank you, Speaker. ONCA 1708 seeks to provide a donation to the Marine Corps Detachment. This was a bill that was originally developed by the executive branch, included on the special session proclamation. I picked it up because I felt the Marine Corps Detachment deserved an appropriation for their activities during the coming year. Best I can tell, they were left off of the previous list of donations. If I'm not mistaken, they may have been left off last year. I believe my colleague, Speaker Pratt, may have sponsored legislation to get their appropriation for $10,000 last year. In any event, this year they were not on the list. They were not on the list that's here. And this appropriation seeks to award them an appropriation. As filed, it asks for $20,000. Okay. I talked to the, I don't know if he's called the Commandant or the President of the Marine Corps Detachment, John Henry Meshunkashe, and he says, that didn't come from me. I don't know where that came from. We've had $10,000 for the last number of years, and I didn't ask for $20,000. And so I have some amendments prepared to reduce that amount to $10,000. Just a little more about the Marine Corps detachment. I asked him today, and I don't have any written documentation, and I told him this morning that we were meeting, but he was already in Stillwater and under commitment and couldn't be here. He was going to make an effort, but he didn't think he'd be able to make it. He says there are 73 members, and he says there are 40 OSAGE members. He said that they are a detachment of the Marine Corps Service League. That's why it's called a detachment. They're a subsegment of this larger organization that includes OSAGEs and non-OSAGEs. But if his detachment, he is the head of, he says there's 40 OSAGEs. I asked him what type of work they do. What is your service work? And he said, well, we provide medical equipment for people that have no other way to get medical equipment, wheelchairs, they provide a piece of equipment for a paraplegic this last year that he's not available for him, even through the VA. And so they provided that. And they make visits, and they provided blankets, and I'm afraid I don't have a paper document of that. That was just in conversation, because some people who had rejected the notion of making a donation thought that perhaps they didn't do anything and only had like two members. I'd heard that. So this is telling you I got some information, undocumented, that there's 40 members and it's more than two people. And they actually do some work and provide some equipment for some Marine Corps veterans. I'd be prepared to answer questions or go ahead and present my proposed amendment.
Congresswoman Buckleton.
We had John Henry and some of the other Marine Corps detachment individuals here 2 years ago. I think you all, Angela, you were on Congress then, so it had to have been 2 years ago, I think.
Last year.
And there is no doubt in my mind that this organization, they do an outstanding job of reaching out to veterans and not just Marines, because there's a lot of people that say, or they're just not under, they just don't understand, like, this is only good towards Marines. But John Henry does a very good job of reaching out to all veterans, no matter what branch they served in. I was raised by an uncle who was in the Air Force, who now works in the VA post-retirement as a lieutenant colonel. And I can tell you, even he is frustrated sometimes with VA services and the slow progress that it takes to help veterans. And so if this money can go towards helping veterans with things that maybe the VA can't cover or can't cover fast enough, then I'm in favor of it. So I'll be supporting this.
I'll say briefly that when this was inadvertently left out, just like, you know, I had to come back and sponsor it in addition to the cultural donations, I'm not sure how it originally got taken. I think maybe it was amended out. I think some people didn't really realize what they were voting for when the Marine Corps detachment was pulled out.
I heard we're split between the Texas Society.
She didn't name any names. I was like, what did you do in your bedroom? If there was, when that was removed, I believe that another group went in. So at the time, and then I came back and filed it afterwards because they were amended out. And so then this year when it came up, I simply had asked for it to be drafted off of last year's legislation, and in the mix of the whole budgetary session and everything, I think we all as a committee missed that, that we needed to again put that back in. But it's because they had been a standalone bill after the fact, mm-hmm. that they were amended out, so this was inadvertently excluded from the cultural donations when we went through session. So I just wanted to say that much, that that's how that happened. And Congressman Shaw.
Just to add some additional information and related donations. If we go back to 2014, that is the last 3 years, the Marine Corps detachments received $10,000 a year. Mm-hmm. In And so this 20 was a doubling, and again, John Shunker shared that was not his request. I think he's content to continue to receive 10 at this time. Not that he couldn't take and spend 20, but he said that wasn't his request to increase it. Post 198 for the same period of time is at 40,000, including this year. And the Ward Mothers were, it says here, we gave five, which Ward Mothers combined. We've got, it was 15, it's been $15,000 the last 3 years and $15,000 this year. I don't know if that's both combined.
It is. It is all three combined.
So, because last year this says, yeah, okay.
It's Great Horse Farming and then the auxiliary.
So we're consistent with what we've been awarding. So if you were to decrease, it would be a decrease while the others have stayed constant. Now my colleague Congressman Norris has felt like we should continue similar to what we at least donate to the chapters, individual chapters of the Ward Mothers. And I guess that would be somewhere around 7,500. How many Ward Mothers chapters are there?
There's Gray Horse, Hominy, and then the Post 198 auxiliary.
Okay. I'm thinking their auxiliary is rolled into the 40,000. Would that be correct or not?
No.
They have a separate one.
Yeah. On page two, there's 5,000 for the Legion auxiliary, and then five and five for Hominy and Gray Horse.
This is a little misleading.
So I think it's all the same. It's just.
That's for the 15.
That it was, Marine Corps detachment was 10, but like I said, it was inadvertently left out because the legal counsel had drafted from the previous year's bill, the last one that had passed, and that's how that happened.
Let me, if I may, proceed with my amendment.
Sure. Yes.
And again, the purpose of the amendment is to basically make the net a supplemental appropriation of a total of 10,000. So page one in line 17, which is in the title, we want to strike $20,000 in its parenthetical equivalent, change it to $10,000 in its parenthetical equivalent. On page one, line 27, the current bill, as it's filed, says $74,500 with parenthetical $94,500. So I want to strike $74,500 in parentheses $94,500 and replace that with $74,500 in its parenthetical equivalent. No, $84,000. Let me start again on page line 127. We want to strike $74,500 and the parenthetical figure of $94,500 and insert $84,500 in its parenthetical equivalent. I've got a pair of papers just to stay here. All right, on to the next page. Page two, lines 53 and 73.5. Strike $94,500 and insert $84,500 and adjust totals accordingly.
Okay.
That's it.
Did you say line 73.5?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. All right. Motion's made and seconded. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Okay. And you have all that. Okay. All right. Is that the only amendment?
That's it.
Motion to report out LNCA 1708 Congress with the DuBass recommendation.
Second.
Oh, as amended.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to report ONCA 1708 Congress with the due pass is amended. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Without objection, we're adjourned.
Thank you. Do you see it
again? Yeah.
Let me go. Sweet.
Let me get right there.
I'm going to go get my stack.